Yeah, he's pretty damn impressive. It looks now that Philadelphia's going to be very well rewarded for the risk they took on draft day, giving up a lot of stuff to get this guy, because he looks like he's going to be a long-term hell of a quarterback. And they got Christmas given to them when the Vikings had their unfortunate, and they were able to unload their overloaded quarterback for a couple picks. So they took a chance. They did a hell of a job with it, and I think they're going to be rewarded with it. The guy's very impressive. He has a big arm, can move. He's athletic and mobile. He's very poised, doesn't get flustered. He's very comfortable in running their offense, even though he only played a little bit in the preseason. So obviously the work they've done with him, their coaching staff through the OTAs and the training camp, was time very well spent, and he's been a quick study and learns well. It's a point of emphasis every week. You know, third down's a big down in the NFL. So everybody talks takeaways, which we do too, but the best after a takeaway, you got to win on third down to take the ball away. So it's an emphasis for us. I'm sure it's an emphasis for them. You know, we've got to stay out of the third and shorts. We had way too many of those last week, and then win our matchups better. For the most part, he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. Played hard. He's capable of playing better, but the only way you're going to get better is to play. So he's a young guy, and he needs to be out there playing. Well, you know, we started off the second half good. I think the first three series, they only had one first down. But, you know, some of those extra snaps are a function of us, too, not winning enough on third down. I don't think we wore down. I really don't.